back to Porter Hawk Radio. Okay, I guess I jumped the gun again, but welcome back to Port of Harlem Talk Radio. You can also visit portofharlem.net and click Port of Harlem Talk Radio from the menu to hear this and past episodes. Our next guest is Lindsey Johnson, president and CEO of Lindsey Johnson Shows, with the show's most known to our readers and listeners being the National Black Memorabilia, Fine Art, and Craft Show. Welcome, Lindsey.
How are you doing, Wayne?
I am doing pretty good on this night. So,
okay.
But it looks like the pandemic is getting better. But I'm going to start off asking you about the show having to have been canceled for 2020. So the pandemic closed, of course, the 2020 National Black Memorabilia show after a year of planning the event. What toll did it take on you and your vendors?
Well, I mean, most of the vendors and customers were very disappointed because, like I said, that was in April of 2020. And right up until, I guess, early March, we thought we were going to be able to have the show, and it was canceled. So on top of that, you know, so we rescheduled it to April of this year, as you know. And we've had, again, to reschedule it because at this point in time, we're still concerned about the spread of the coronavirus. So the net of that is that the 37th annual, and the one's coming up, it's the 37th annual National Black Memorabilia Fine Arts and Crafts Show at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds in Gaithersburg has again been rescheduled. And the schedule from this upcoming April is scheduled out to October 16th and 17th in 2021.
Before we get more into the coming up show, October 16th and October 17th, can you tell me more about the toll that it took on you to constantly wait and see if you're going to be able to have the show in April of 2020 and then having to cancel it, and the toll it took on the vendors?
Well, like I say, up until the beginning of March, we expected the show to happen. And what I mean by that, in fact, you know, on February the 23rd, we had a Black Memorabilia show, and we had that in Baltimore at Morgan State University, and most of the vendors participated in that, and we were passing out flyers and publicizing the upcoming April show of 2020, which is just 2 months later. And then come the beginning of March, we had to cancel it. And we had put a lot of time into advertising and in terms of promoting, in terms of getting the facilities ready for the event. And it took a lot of toll. We were hoping up until to the last minute, but we finally had to cancel it.
And how did you deal with the disappointment in yourself, the disappointment of not being able to have the show after putting so much work into it? And how did some of the vendors you talked to handle the disappointment?
Having been in this business for a while and keeping track of other events and shows that are going on, you know, in this area and up and down the East Coast, as we looked around, we were not. The only ones that were, had this faith of having to cancel. Some of the major events, be it collectible shows or craft shows, also had to cancel. So we didn't take it in terms of a personal thing. We took it in terms of, this is the environment that we're in, and this is what we have to do to keep ourselves healthy and also the public healthy. So we sort of dealt with it, but there really wasn't much we could change because there were guidelines that came down and said that what you could and could not do, be it in the county or in the state or in the country. And given those guidelines, we really had no choice. And given the severity of the pandemic as it was being projected at that point in time, it was the type of thing that you said, it made good sense to go ahead and just not do it. So we just said, it's one of those things you have to live with, to be safe and healthy.
Is that how many of the vendors felt too, or did they call you with any other thoughts?
I don't recall of anyone calling and being, of the mind that we should go ahead and just do it anyway and so forth and so forth. People understood that this is something that we had to do in terms of keeping ourselves in the public health. And in terms of rescheduling, like say most of the vendors, had made a commitment up front to do it, and the commitment that they'd made, we essentially carried those commitments over to the shows that we had rescheduled to the date this year. And it turns out, we had vendors coming to our event from over 10 states, as far, out west and up north. So we had vendors coming from all over, and in all those cases, everything around them was being canceled. So most of them, I think, understood that that was something we had to do, and, did what we had to do, I would say.
So we expect everybody to come and be happy Saturday and Sunday, October 16th and 17th, because they hadn't seen each other for a year or a year plus now. It'll be a year and a half.
Well, we're hoping that things will be to a point where we can indeed have it in October 16th and 17th. And if it's to a point where we can, I think people will be very happy, because, this is an event that's been going on in this greater Washington, D.C. area for 37 years, and it's like a reunion. And some of these people have been doing it, for a while, so they all are looking forward to it.
I just have to add, and this is where Port of Harlem Magazine was born.
True, very true.
So,
I have to say, the Port of Harlem Magazine has been extremely supportive of this show. I mean, not only in terms of participating, but also, with your magazine when you had that, and also with your online magazine, they've been extremely supportive, both you personally and the magazine, and we really appreciate that.
Yeah, but as we got prepared for the show, Lindsay, I had to go back and recall the significance of our being born there. And I know it was in 1995, but I have to go back and to research who was then managing the show. Then was it you or Melinda? And I don't think it was Jeanette's show, but I'm sure it was, remember
Melinda,
Carl
I
being
think
there.
It was, in 1995, it would have been Melinda. Cause the first show was in 1984. That was Melinda and Jeanette. And then Jeanette and Melinda sort of went this different ways. And it was Melinda, she was pretty much driving it in 95, and that was, a couple of years before she retired and I took it over.
Yeah, I know it was her time that the show, I should say, that I can remember was your time or her time. Melinda's time was your time that was actually born. And I thought it was at the Armory, but Fairgrounds in Montgomery County. But I need to go back and look at that. And I was shocked that I didn't know the details, but that's
right.
Something for me to do. So October 16th and 17th, anything planned that's going to be special so far, or are you just still working on things?
Well, the format is our objective is to educate, the public on African-American history and culture. That's our objective. And the format, that we've got in place to address that objective, is a combination of many vendors and collectors from across the United States who come, set up, and sell their wares. Also, we have educational exhibits. Also, we bring in some celebrities, and we're still trying to confirm some of those now. And then we have some seminars, focusing on different aspects of African-American history and culture. So that's the format. So at this point, we've got some things planned, but given where we are in terms of, being here in March and we're looking at an October show and we still got the virus with us, it's kind of hard to get some real hard, firm commitments, so we haven't really publicized, some of the things that we're looking at. But we will have celebrities and we will have the exhibits, a number of people committed, so they're going to do it. And so we expect it to be, an outstanding show. One of our main key celebrities will be with us, General Charles McGee, the Tuskegee Airman. He's still with us, and he will be participating in the show. And he just turned 101 years old.
Yeah,
you know, he was
kind
a fighter pilot. Yeah, 101. And as you know, he was a fighter pilot in World War II and in the Korean War and the Vietnam War. and he's a general, brigadier general. So he'll be there, and we'll have, you know, a couple of Negro League baseball players, and we're looking to bring in, you know, some movie and TV celebrities, and then some people from the political arena. But so
you know, always surprised that people are enthused about the celebrities, like with the lady from the Good Times was there. I was really surprised. Yeah, I was surprised how much buzz she created. I was just surprised.
Well, you know, a lot to think about. A lot of these people, you know, we see on people see on TV in the movies when they're coming up, and then they get a chance to meet them in real life, you know, and to talk to them, and to you know, get the autographs, things like that. It's a big thing to most people.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
oh yeah. So we'll have again people in that caliber. You know, at the show, as you know, we've had, like, say, you mentioned, you know, Thelma from Good Times. We had, you know, one of the mothers, one of the ladies who played the mothers in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. In fact, it was at the last show. We had Sam Jones, you know, from the NBA Hall of Famer, you know, playing with Boston Celtics. He was there. You know, we from your hometown, I guess, with Fred Williamson.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah,
I'm
he's
sorry.
Been there.
Sorry, for doing that movie that wasn't so good about Greg Gary, but that's okay.
Original Gangster?
Oh, yeah, people in Gary were not happy about that, but let's move on.
Okay. And, you know, and when Jim Kelly was with us, you know, he was here, and that was a few years ago before he passed on. And then we had a number of other celebrities, and we will again, you know, continue to bring, you know, people in like that. And in terms of the exhibits, I mean, we have world-class exhibits in terms of education exhibits. You know, we've got, you know, Jill Ragsdale and Gwen, his wife, from Philadelphia. They come down. They got the Black Holocaust Museum up in Philadelphia, and they come down and set up a, you know, first-class exhibit on slavery.
Yeah, I still have my picture of Frederick Douglass sitting in the corner.
Yeah.
I use that a lot on the web.
Yeah. And the Black Panther Party, you know, they come down with a major exhibit. We've got some of the original, several of the original Black Panther Party out of the New York East Coast chapter. One fellow who he was responsible for communications for that chapter, he's a major collector of Black memorabilia and Black Panther collectibles. And they set up a major exhibit, very educational in terms of the history and the contributions of the Black Panther Party. And also, by the same token, one of the major collectors of Marcus Garvey, remember, the, again, major exhibit focused on, you know, contributions in the history as it relates to that organization. So we've got slavery artifacts, you know, a Nanny Helen Burroughs exhibit. We got a George Washington.
I enjoyed the Nanny Helen Burroughs one, yeah.
Yeah,
I enjoyed the Nanny Helen Burroughs one because people often overlook her, even though she's
right.
A local a historical icon. So I was glad to even see that someone was interested in maintaining her legacy. So,
yeah, and you know, the Buffalo Soldiers chapter out of Baltimore, they come over and they set up, you know, a major exhibit. And then we got the fellow who collects Negro League baseball memorabilia, big exhibit. So it's very educational, you know, because we're trying to focus on, you know, major figures and aspects, you know, of African American history and culture, and the exhibit's going to detail that people don't normally, not normally familiar with, as it relates to, you know, some of the people, and we are continually trying to, you know, bring in, you know, focusing on more and more of people, you know, from our history.
My last night, the second show, I just want to throw in too, just to make how relevant the show is for us, and hopefully for other people too. Even our first donation. Even our first donation to the Gambia Museum, which is still in the Gambia Museum, came from the Black Memorabilia Show. And it was a pointillism picture of Robert Martin Delaney. And was gotten right there at the Black Memorabilia Show. And now it's hanging in the museum in the Jewfree. And, of course, we're on our second exhibit now with the Gambians. But before we leave, you also do the flea market. And flea market items are different from Black Memorabilia items. But you still manage another show at the flea market at the fairgrounds. And what days are that?
In fact, the flea market, it's reopening this coming weekend, March the 6th and 7th. And it's every weekend, and it's year-round. And, again, that's at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds, 501 Ferry Parkway in Gaithersburg, Maryland. It's all outdoors. And this will be I guess coming up on the 10th year for that. But it's every Saturday.
We got 5 seconds left. Well, we got 5 seconds left, and I want to thank you so much for your time.
For additional information, go to johnsonshows.com or go to facebook.com/blackmemorabiliashows to get more information.
All
again,
right,
johnsonshows.com.
Don't worry about it. The links are on our site.
Oh, okay. Good.
All right. Take care. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Wayne.
Okay.
Take care.